I'm David Brancaccio. Plaintiffs say a popular herbicide called Roundup causes cancer. Several juries have agreed. Now the maker of this stuff, Bayer, has a $10 billion deal on offer to try to settle all claims, both current and future. Marketplace's Scott Tong is here. What is the catalyst for a deal of this size?
Well, for the plaintiffs here, we're talking about 95,000 of them. This amount of money, north of $10 billion, represents one of the largest product liability settlements ever. So it's a lot of money. And for Bayer, which bought Monsanto, the maker of Roundup, it has been losing in court. And that's always a motivator, says Stanford law professor Nora Engstrom, who we spoke yesterday.
When juries find the evidence to be compelling, when the diseases are serious, and they find real culpable behavior on behalf of defendants, that's when you start seeing zeros at the settlement table.
Now, Scott, what's the end game here to get everyone to sign on?
Well, this is a novel way to try to bring everybody, a now and tomorrow, and that is for Bayer to settle with the big law firms representing the plaintiffs. Elizabeth Birch, who teaches law at the University of Georgia, tells me this is similar to the Vioxx painkiller deal more than a decade ago.
They essentially buy the plaintiff's lawyers off the market and say, look, we're going to settle your entire group of cases. And in return, you tell us that you have no present intention to represent future Roundup plaintiffs.
Now, what's unclear is how many plaintiffs might still sue. Lawyers representing about 25,000 of them are not settling for now, and Roundup's going to stay on the market, so more people are going to be exposed. Bayer is setting up a science-based process for future cases, but right now it's iffy how much closure this really delivers.
Marketplace's Scott Tong, thank you.